Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
31st chapter, verse 6. Jacob said, 31:6, he said, "You know that with all my power I have served your father," talking about Laban, "and your father has deceived me." Sounds familiar, doesn't it? He's deceiver. "Your father's deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me." Laban took him, we might say today. Burn him, we might say. How many times?
10 times.
Well, why did he just get out of there? You know, somebody burned you. Somebody take you to the cleaners once and then twice, and they burn you again, and they burn you again, and they burn you again. What do you do? Huh? A lot of folk, it only takes them like once.
Right?
I mean, you burned me one time and hey. I mean, people quote it like it's a scripture. I mean, you know, you burned me one time, shame on you. You burned me twice, shame on me. That's not a scripture. That's not what you're supposed to live by. You know what that is pride. See, so many times people, their big deal is, "I can't believe I let them get that by on me. I'm smarter than that. People can't get me. I'm smart." Except by the grace of God, people can get you every day, brother. I mean, you, except by the grace of God, mercy of God. If you're trusting in your smarts to protect you, you are bound for failure.
Amen.
Repeatedly. Trust in the Lord. Tell him all the time, "Lord, I know I don't know enough to get this deal done, and I know I don't know enough to protect myself from all the sneaky stuff that can be done, but my eyes are on you. I'm trusting you. Protect me. Take care of me. Help me."
Yeah.
I've been in deals before where I ain't understood the last thing they said for 15 minutes. All the legalese and all, but you sit there and try to act, I'm awake and I'm here. But you just have to trust the Lord, and you really always have to. Because in this day of, it's not people's word. It's not a handshake. It's what kind of lawyer can you get, you know, if you can get out of it or not. But friend, did Jacob do the right thing by staying? The answer is yes. What if somebody takes advantage of you? What if they burn you? What if, basically they steal from you. They cheated you. Is that a good enough reason to leave?
No.
The answer is no. Now just think about it. If somebody burns you and you jump out because they burnt you, what is leading you at this point? Loss of money, fear, being offended, being hurt. None of that is the Holy Ghost. At this point, you're no longer being led by the Holy Spirit. You're being led by something else. If the Lord puts you in a place, if he sends you there, I recommend you stay there until and unless he leads you somewhere else. No matter how you are treated. Right? No matter how. Now that's easier said than done. I know that. Oh boy. But it is a fact. I'm going to have to give you some more scripture on that. I see right away. Hold your place. Go to Ecclesiastes. Now you may think I've digressed. But I'm still talking about why some people prosper and some people don't.
That's right.
I think you can see, we've already seen this repeatedly, that a big key to prosperity is being where you're supposed to be. We've seen that. God let Abraham leave here and go here. Isaac, stay here and sow here. Right? We just keep seeing that same kind of thing. Well, see, the enemy knows that. So if he knows that your prosperity is tied to the place where God has called you to and the joinings and connections that God has brought you to, certainly he's going to try to separate you from that and sever you from that by getting you offended, getting you mad through your flesh, you know, getting you rubbed the wrong way so that you jump out of the will of God and therefore disconnect from the place where you can be fully blessed. If you're no longer in the perfect place where God told you to be, where are you now? You're not in the perfect will of God anymore. Well, then you can't have the perfect blessing. If you want to have the perfect will of God in blessings, you must do the perfect will of God. Be in the perfect will of God to get the perfect will of God blessings. Now, Ecclesiastes, did you find the book? If you can find Psalms and Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. I was talking and not turning. I believe it's the 10th chapter. Chapter 10 and verse 4. Ecclesiastes 10:4. If the spirit of the ruler, now the word spirit here in other translations may bring out anger or temper or wrath of the ruler rise up against you, what did he say? What?
Leave not thy place.
Huh? Leave not your place. For yielding pacifies great offenses. In order to have the full blessing of God on your life, you got to pass tests. It's a fact. You got to pass tests. You got to be able to receive correction. You got to be able to receive instruction, even a rebuke. And even if people don't do it right. Did you hear me? People, ministers, bosses, supervisors, the biggest problem they have is they're like you. People. And they miss it. Then, you know, like you, don't have to. Like you, shouldn't. But people do. Mess up, get mad, say things they ought not say. Be too harsh, hard. But that does not excuse jumping out of your place where God sent you. And I tell you, it's going to be sad. This is a very sober, serious thing right here. It's going to be sad when so many people stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And he's going to want to know, why didn't you stay where I put you? Why didn't you do what I told you to do? And they're going to say, well, you know how that so-and-so treated me. He's not even going to hear it. Well, they didn't treat me. They were mean to me. He's not even going to hear it. Because he never sends you to do something or put you in a place where his grace is not sufficient for you. He already had everything there to support you and sustain you and strengthen you. But so many times when it gets hot in the kitchen, people get out the kitchen and get out of the will of God. And they miss it. And that's one reason you got so many babies around. People who've been born again 40 years. 50 years, but they're still a spiritual baby. Why? They've never developed. They've never grown up. Why? They didn't stay where God put them. And you cannot develop out of the will of God. Part of what it takes to develop is putting your flesh under and not getting your way and not getting your say. Boy, having fun now. Go to 1 Peter. Let me show you some scripture what I'm talking about. 1 Peter. And the second chapter. 1 Peter 2, are you here? The scripture says, verse 13, 1 Peter 2:13. What's the first two words? Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or to governors as those that are sent by him. That's people. You hear so many people say, well, now I submit to God, but not man. Well, how do you reconcile that verse right there? How do you figure that one out? A big part of your submitting to God is submitting to the people that he's placed you with and under. Right? And what folk don't realize, in refusing to submit to the people he hooked you up with, you're not submitting to him. You're refusing to submit to him. I mean, it's real convenient for people to say, well, I only submit to God when they're the only ones who knows what God's telling them. That's real handy and convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, keep reading. Verse 18, servants, you could also read employees, be subject to your masters or employers with all fear and reverence, not only to the good and gentle ones, but also to the froward. You know what froward means? I looked it up. It means surly, overbearing, unjust, basically mean. Right? Mean. Surely the Lord wouldn't tell you to submit to a mean person. Yeah, he just did. If it means staying where he put you. Did you hear me? Now, if they're beating you, silly, you do not have to live with them. Did you hear me? But see, people throw these words around too loosely. You know, somebody's, you know, they're knocking you down and they're, you know, slapping you around and bruising you and fracturing your rib. No, you do not have to stay with them and live with them. No. I said no.
Amen.
No. But a lot of what people call abuse is not abuse. You hear this word a lot, verbal abuse. And there is such a thing as verbal abuse. People using their words, really trying to demean somebody and devalue somebody and just hatefully trying to hurt them. And that's certainly a bad, bad thing. But there's also a lot of stuff that people call verbal abuse that is not verbal abuse at all. It's just them not being able to receive any kind of correction.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Jacob, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-423. That's R-423, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.